The Bush administration, its peace initiative blasted by the weekend bombings, seems all but ready to give up on Yasser Arafat.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
President Bush talks about the Palestinian Authority as he once talked about the Taliban, demanding that it rise up and fight terror. No longer do administration officials ritually balance condemnation of Palestinian violence with appeals for Israeli restraint. Obviously, Israel has a right to defend herself, and the president understands that clearly, said White House spokesman Ari Fleischer after today's airstrikes. Prime Minister Sharon told William Sapphire of the New York Times that in their Sunday meeting, Mr. Bush had exerted no pressure to refrain from retaliation. Frustration with the Palestinian Authority is now being openly expressed. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, noting Yasser Arafat's past record in terrorism, says that he is not a particularly strong leader. Secretary of State Colin Powell, usually measured between the two parties, said sarcastically that it's time the Palestinian bombers were put in real jails where they are not walking free several days later. After September 11th, the administration worried about antagonizing Islamic members of the anti-terrorist coalition over the Palestinian issue. Now the administration begins to sound as though it sees Palestinian violence as part of the global terrorism threat. White House sources say the president has demanded of Arafat that he break up the militant Hamas and Islamic Jihad organizations. It is not clear that Arafat will or can. On this grizzled veteran, every past initiative for peace has been pinned, and this showdown over who speaks for the Palestinians may mark a turning point. The Palestinians face the possibility of a civil war that could test the ability of an aging leadership to prevail over youthful rage. The weekend bombings were as much a challenge to Arafat as they were to Sharon or Bush. The Arab-Israeli conflict could well become, before Iraq, the next battleground in the war against terrorism. This is Daniel Shore.